Good afternoon with Family Life News. I'm Bill Price. Frost advisory up for much of our listening area tonight. Temps going to dip to the mid-30s in a lot of places. If you got any plants you want protected, either cover them up or bring them inside. Kevin Williams in just a bit. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a major abortion case this election year. Political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
Could completely overturn precedents and open the door to complete abortion restrictions throughout the country.
The case is a challenge to a law in Louisiana that puts restrictions on doctors that could leave that state with just one abortion clinic. Legal analyst Jonathan Turley.
It's based on a statute that is virtually identical to a Texas law that the court previously struck down. A law struck down only 3 years ago. That 3 years, however, contained the replacement of Justice Kennedy with Justice Kavanaugh.
A decision expected next summer by the High Court just ahead of the 2020 election. Show me the votes. President Trump sending a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today saying he will not be cooperating with any inquiry until she holds a House vote on impeachment.
We'll be issuing a letter. As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly. I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption.
The president speaking to reporters at the White House this morning where he said he has an obligation to root out corruption. The jobless rate in this country dropping big time.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, the lowest since 1969, so 50 years. The reason the number went down on the unemployment rate is because the labor force was a tiny bit smaller.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger. New York's ban on flavored e-cigs on hold for the next couple of weeks. The state appellate court wants to look into it. Meantime, in Pennsylvania today, the state health department set to release new figures on vaping-related illnesses across the Commonwealth. You're listening to News on Family Life.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For this afternoon, cloudy skies breaking for some sunshine. High temperatures, mostly 50s, then becoming clear tonight with areas of frost in some rural valleys well away from the cities and lakes. Low temps mainly 30s, low 40s near the lakes. Brilliant sunshine, crisp and cool tomorrow, approaching 60. Milder Sunday, but clouds gather with a shower and a high then in the 60s.
All right, Kevin Williams, cloudy 47. Jamestown, New York, overcast 46. Binghamton, gray skies 62. Butler, PA, it's 57. Cloudy Williamsport. For news away from your radio, find us online anytime. FLN.org/podcast. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.